This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Patrick Vidal and Julie Sonvaux. We're talking about Versailles. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. You can email us at radio@ricksteves.com. And Olga's calling from Vancouver, Washington. Olga, thanks for your call.
Hello. On a trip to Versailles, my family also visited the Marie Antoinette Hamlet. And it was definitely a spot not to miss. It was very darling. I loved seeing what she thought normal country life was.
Isn't that an amazing story? The poor little rich girl, she wanted to get away from reality, and she retreated into the garden. She had her little petite hameau, Julie.
Right. That was interesting what you said, because I do live on the farm in France, and so it was a kind of a pretend farm life. But I did want to say that don't miss what's in the gardens, but a lot of people are really concerned about getting into the chateau, but there's so much to see in the gardens.
Because the Petit Trianon is an impressive palace on its own, right?
And the Grand Trianon.
So you've got three things in the countryside. You've got the Petit and the Grand Trianon, and you've got Marie Antoinette's little Hamlet.
Yes.
It's a fairy tale land. Well, good. So it's a long walk out there, but it was worth the walk for you?
Yes. Yes, actually, my daughter joined me to go out there first, and then we joined my husband and teenage son. And when they saw some of the pictures that we took, they decided they had to go too.
Yeah, it is one of the delights. And you said delightful or very cute or whatever. That it is so sweet, and you just can picture the queen out there trying to be back to basics.
There is a hop on and off trolley out in the gardens too, if you don't want to walk all the way out or back. Or if you don't have time to do all that, you can get that trolley too that can take you if you want to go directly out to the Hamlet or
kind
the Trianon.
Little garden choo-choo train, and you can rent a bicycle also, which is a lot of fun.